This is Wendy Rainey, The Visit. My mother sits alone in her room, on her bed, stroking her cat, blinds closed, curtains drawn. The great literature that fed her mind for decades, erased by dementia, replaced with Sudoku and crossword puzzles. Her rage, her bravado, gone. The woman who never watched television now sits mindlessly through reruns of Murder, She Wrote. Did they put her on antipsychotics, I asked my sister. No, she's not on anything. She just doesn't have the energy to bitch anymore. I sit in a chair across from her bed. I liked you better when you hated everyone. She looks at me puzzled. At least you had some style then. Remember when the neighbors took a restraining order out on you? She looks away, waving me off. I don't remember much about the old days. She's brushing her cat, who's licking his balls. Well, lucky you. I look over at her nightstand. There's a bell next to her glasses. Whenever she rings the bell, an aide appears at the door. I open the drawer, put the bell inside, close it. Remember when you tried to make that doctor put me on drugs so I'd shut up? Honey, really, I just don't remember. I think you remember the time you told all the relatives what a liar I am? How you turned them against me? Surely you remember that. Oh, was I a bad mother? She asks, rolling her eyes, smiling. Is that what this is all about? I get up to leave, leaning down to whisper in her ear. I was your daughter. I hope you rot in hell. On the drive home, I realize she's already forgotten our conversation. And I've already remembered the time she sang Sinatra songs in the kitchen, stirring the spaghetti sauce, baking the bread, while I accompanied her on my clarinet, and 100 other things I used to love about her.